This year's theme for the AFN convention is Success Beyond Barriers. President Julie Kitka says this year's theme shows the resiliency of the Alaska Native people to overcome the many challenges that Alaska Natives face, especially in rural Alaska. Carol Wren, an Inupiaq woman raised for a short time in a foster home and later by her sister and various families in Dillingham, spoke about how she broke through barriers to get to where she is today.
Yeah, it was hard, and you have your moments of wanting to give up, but I also I was a person that clung to really wanting to make my family proud, and I didn't want to disappoint them. And so that really drove me to keep trying, to keep persisting, and just kind of laughing at myself for the mistakes that I was making. And I had people along the way that kept encouraging me. For me, it was relying on that source of support and asking for help when I needed it. It's okay to ask for help. That's the only way we're gonna keep moving forward.
Wren also spoke about her story and experience of breaking through barriers and how those can be translated to the Alaska Native community as a whole.
I think the barriers are part of everybody's life. We all go through them. We do go through them personally. Our communities are experiencing challenges. And if we focus on the solutions and we focus on the success of what we can achieve, we'll get there. It will make it happen. And I just think that instilling that pride and really building off of our ancestry and those who came before us, they sacrificed so much so that we could be successful today. And when we recognize that and teach that to our younger generation, that we can only just keep succeeding and moving forward.
Wren, again, the Education, Employment, and Training Director for the Cook Inlet Tribal Council, shared a message with those who might be facing barriers today.
My message to those who are going through barriers, just realize you're not alone. Everybody goes through this, and you just have to be, you got to find the people in your life who can be your source of support. And it's okay to ask, and it's okay to struggle. We all do. But focus on the positive. Focus on what you want to move towards, and guaranteed you'll find that success. It will come to you.
Also this morning, members of the Dena'ina community welcomed attendees to their land. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan also welcomed participants. AFN's President Julie Kitka says this year's convention features a more interactive agenda for more meaningful dialogue. And of course, tonight, all convention business will be put aside for Kliana, Alaska, a time to celebrate culture through Alaska Native dance. And tomorrow, there will be a President's Awards Luncheon. George and Elsie Hooper Sr. of Tununuk will be recognized as Parents of the Year. King Island Inupiaq Jacob Martin, born and raised in Nome, is recognized for his youth leadership. And Steve and the late Zoe Ivanoff of Unalakleet will receive the Hunter Fisher Award. Reporting from the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.